This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. As we are all now living under the Orwellian control of social media, it's worth asking, what is the net influence on society of social media? Because in my analysis, the very structure of what's out there in terms of Facebook and Twitter in particular is very destructive, even dangerous to society, a free society. And here's why. That's what this podcast is all about. So thank you for joining me, Mike Adams here, Health Ranger, the creator of Real.Video, and of course, the Health Ranger store. So what's wrong with the structure? Well, the structure, let's start with Facebook. There, the structure of Facebook leads itself to a mob mentality. It's a structure where you have so much contact with so many people that there tends to be a push toward mass conformity. And anyone who is an individual or who stands out and has their own thoughts or ideas is ostracized in near real time, you know, at light speed, by the community of other people. The very fact that social media exists leads to more mob mentality and more conforming type of speech and behavior. And I would argue that that's bad for society. I would argue that society flourishes when we have more independent views or a diverse array of opinions and views and speech and so on. You know, speech diversity, cognitive diversity, these are things that help enhance society. The individual should be honored and dignified in a society, but social media doesn't honor the individual. Social media honors only the masses, the mob. And as long as you go along with the mob, then you're okay. You're upvoted and you're accepted and you're popular. But the minute you become an individual and start to think for yourself or speak for yourself or question the status quo, then you are penalized and ostracized. There's also a mass dumbing down. There's something about social media where it's feeding you ideas and information rather than you actively participating in the development of your own ideas that really leads to a mass dumbing down of the population. There was a recent study, and I regret I don't recall which university published the study or what science journal, but it studied what happens to children when they engage in social media. And it found that even older children, you know, 9, 10, 11 years old, that their mentality devolves to that of a 3-year-old when they use Facebook. A 3-year-old. It's because social media dumbs you down. Social media makes you stupid because the process robs from you the ability to, the ability of self-discovery. Let's put it that way. Or self-expression. There's no longer any self-expression. It's just you parroting somebody else's ideas and then everybody else demanding that we all conform to those same ideas without tolerating any individual thoughts whatsoever. That's Facebook. Now, Twitter is similar, but it has slightly different problems. Twitter being the short-form text platform, Twitter suffers from the problem that people can be anonymous, and when people are anonymous online, they tend to become insane, hateful trolls. Like, they're so full of anger, they say things online that they would never say in person to someone's face, but because they feel protected by the anonymity of the internet, they just spill out all this incredible hatred and vitriol across Twitter. And Twitter becomes then this cesspool. But it's more than that. It's also the fact that the short form of the text box, the length of a tweet, which used to be 140 characters, but it's longer now, it's still very short compared to the length that might reasonably be required to develop a thoughtful idea and communicate it to others. So in an era when there's so much information flying around, and we need to have more details and more facts in order to make informed decisions because the complexity of our society continues to increase. during all of that, Twitter dumbs us down to whatever it is, 250 characters, let's say, and says that all your thoughts, all your ideas have to fit in this box. And in the case of Twitter, it's both a figurative box and a physical box on your screen. You know, it's like your characters have to fit in this box. But you also mentally, you got to fit in their box too, because if you don't fit in their box, then they're going to censor you. And let's talk about censorship for a second, because now the censorship on Facebook and Twitter, Google and YouTube is so intense that everybody knows that pro-liberty ideas are censored. Anybody who supports Trump is censored. Christians are censored. You know, free market ideas are censored. On and on. So people tend to self-censor in order to avoid being censored by the system, which leads to an effect that suppresses freedom of expression on the most important issues of our time, which is philosophy and politics, economics, you know, all these issues, national security, identity politics, you know, all these things. If you say something that Facebook doesn't like, or that Facebook censors don't like, and they hire censors who are almost all, and I say this lovingly, illiterate libtards. I mean, almost everybody who works for Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Google are demented, radical left-wing, you know, mentally ill individuals, almost without exception. So they censor you based on what they feel is hate speech. Well, what is hate speech to a leftist? Well, it's anything that the leftist doesn't want to hear. So if you say chromosomes determine biology, and you're born as either a boy or a girl, because that's Mother Nature, that's the history of human civilization, that's biology. And if there's a gay or a transgender leftist sitting there who's functioning as a censor, and they say, well, we don't believe that. We think you can wish and change your gender by wishing. Then they're going to ban you for hate speech. They're going to say you attack transgenders, you see. And they do this all the time. This is actually why Alex Jones got banned. They said that he was attacking transgenders. Oh, you mean by saying that people are born as males and females and not something in between? I mean, saying that Bruce Jenner is a biological man, not a woman? They, you know, according to the left, that's hate speech, you see. So they ban you for those kinds of comments. And this is unhealthy for society, because it now creates a very stilted public conversation where everybody who's still uncensored is lying and pretending to go along with things that they actually don't believe. So all of society then gets distorted, where you have an emperor has no clothes type of scenario, where everybody's saying, oh my God, the emperor's flowing robes are beautiful. Yes, and transgender children, it's wonderful. It's so tolerant and inclusive. You know, all these things. And, oh, communism is so wonderful. It's just equality for everyone. And if you say those things, you will be embraced and accepted on Twitter and on YouTube and on Google. But if you disagree with those things, you will be censored. So then all these platforms become echo chambers of runaway libtardia. And by libtardia, I mean just the most incredibly stupid libtard ideas that you could imagine. You know, like communism, for example, thinking that if you just have the government steal everyone's property and confiscate everyone's wealth and make all economic decisions in a centrally planned format run by uninterested bureaucrats who are incompetent and illiterate, then society will be great. Like, that's communism, right? And that's what Google supports. That's what Facebook supports. They're all commies at this point, right? Pro-communism. But those ideas are ludicrous. Communism doesn't work. There isn't a single example of it working. Socialism doesn't work. Look at Venezuela. It's in massive collapse. Even the president of Venezuela, Maduro, said that his socialist experiment has failed. I mean, that's a new thing. He's like, yeah, it didn't work. Okay, so why don't you restore free market conditions and let Let your people no longer starve to death. Well, because he doesn't want to give up power, you see. But the worst ideas in the world have to be protected by censorship, by censoring the opposition, you see. So communism is a horrible idea. The things that leftists believe are false ideas and bad ideas, but they are now the dominant ideas in the online realm because all dissenting views are censored and eliminated systematically by the censors, who themselves are libtards, just like dumb as dirt libtards, like the stupidest people imaginable who work for Google, you know, and this is what they do. They just sit around and they ban everything they disagree with. These young kids, mostly, usually like 20 something kids, and they sit around and they say, we want communism and we want socialism and we want open borders. Like, oh, you want all those things? Move to Venezuela, because they got exactly what they asked for there. They wanted the government to give them everything for free. They wanted equality and justice for all. They wanted the government to take care of them so they didn't have to work. And guess what? Oh, they're all starving to death. Huh. Interesting how that works. Maybe you should go check it out. But these are the people running the censorship brigades, so to speak, the book burning brigades at YouTube and Google and other platforms. So the only people who actually promote communism are people who have never lived under communism. Same thing is true for socialism. Anybody who's seen socialism doesn't want it, because it's a disaster. It's a horror show. It's a train wreck. It's bad. But this is what social media has become now. Advocacy for bad ideas. All the good ideas are censored. The bad ideas are embraced and propped up and given really monopoly position over the whole system. So I say, in conclusion, I say that we the people, meaning our federal government with the support of the people, we should not only arrest the executives of these tech companies for engaging in criminal racketeering, which they have done. It is a criminal racket, you know, RICO Act violations. But we should shut down their operations because they violate the most fundamental protection of being an American, which is the First Amendment. If your company violates the First Amendment, I mean, systematically, in a malicious way, to silence half the country, and you have a dominant monopoly position, you know, 50% or more of the market share in your space, and you censor people maliciously, I think that you forfeit your right to participate in our free society and to benefit from our society. And I think the government should literally yank the corporate charter for these companies. It should shut them down. It should shut down Facebook. It should shut down Twitter and shut down Google and YouTube and these other companies that are engaged in this. Because we would actually see a more free society once these companies, you almost can't even call them companies. They're almost like a deep state unto themselves. Once they are shut down and offline, we would have a more free and a more prosperous society, because these companies are evil and they're more powerful than governments, and they are malicious. They have they're not beholden to any kind of morals or ethics or sense of fairness whatsoever. They are malicious. They are dishonest, highly deceptive. They abuse their power. They even control world governments. They determine now who wins elections. And that's why they're wielding their censorship power right now, to try to control the outcome of the next election in America, the midterm elections. And that's why they have committed election fraud, and that's why they should be shut down. I mean, it's not just that they've accidentally committed election fraud. They have systematically planned and conspired to simultaneously carry out massive election fraud. These are criminal acts, and these corporations are criminal organizations. It's organized crime. And there's no place in our society for organized crime. So not only should the executives be arrested and criminally prosecuted, but the entities should be shut down, just completely put out of business. And you might say, well, gosh, how can you say that? Don't they have free speech right to exist? Well, you do have a right to exist if you respect the liberties of others in a free society. But if you systematically abuse and destroy those freedoms and you commit massive fraud to destroy the very country that gave you those benefits, then no, you don't have a right to participate in that country. If Google wants to move to China and operate in communist China, where the philosophy very closely resembles Google, they should be free to do that. But they should not be allowed to operate in America any longer because they are not compatible with freedoms of this constitutional republic, which includes, number one, freedom of speech. You know, Apple is not compatible with America. Facebook is not compatible with America. Send those corporations to China. And frankly, they're happier in China, you know, because that's, you know, a communist regime, total tyranny, Orwellian society. That's what they love. That's what they're trying to create in America. But we must reject them. So that's my take on it. You can watch more of my videos at real.video. Just go to real.video and search for Counterthink. That's my channel. And you can also hear my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.